Native Perspectives on the Trail, a Contemporary American Indian Art Portfolio, commissioned by the Missoula Art Museum, 2004 to 2005. On the occasion of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Commemoration in 2004, the Missoula Art Museum in Montana invited 15 Native American artists to participate in a limited edition print project. Three of the 15 prints created for the portfolio are on view here. On the monitor, you will find images of the entire portfolio. The Lewis and Clark Expedition, 1803 to 1806, also known as the Corps of Discovery Expedition, was commissioned by President Thomas Jefferson. The Corps was a group of U.S. Army and civilian volunteers under the command of Captain Meriwether Lewis and Second Lieutenant William Clark, who were charged with exploring the western portion of North America by traveling across the Continental Divide to the Pacific Coast and back. Their objectives included mapping the newly acquired Louisiana Purchase, finding a practical route across the western half of the continent, and establishing U.S. ownership over the land occupied by many indigenous tribes along the Missouri River before European countries tried to claim it. Sacagawea, a member of the Limhi Shoshone tribe, was a valued member of the Corps. She advised Clark on optimal routes through difficult terrain, served as an interpreter, and through her presence conveyed the peaceful intent of the group when encountering indigenous people. Corwin Claremont, a Salish and Kootenai member. Corwin Claremont, a Salish and Kootenai tribal member, who was a co-curator of the project, noted that the portfolio provided an opportunity to present a point of view that is often overlooked and may be in direct contrast with the celebratory mood of many Lewis and Clark admirers.
Continue listening to hear from some of the artists featured in Native Perspectives on the Trail. Hear from the artist Damien Charette.
The motivation was Lewis and Clark's expedition to Montana and the effects it had on Native Americans. Culture is a major part of my art. The past, present, and future of my culture is always represented in my work. My work reflects the West as my Apsalika or Crow tribe and has always been part of the West. Yet through my work, I hope to dispel the myths, fantasies, and fabrications by dime novels and the John Wayne type of movies that are perpetuating this stereotype and supporting the ideas of manifest destiny. In my way, I hope to deconstruct the misconceptions about the real West.
Hear from the artist, Corwin Claremont.
My name is Corwin Claremont, member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Indian Country Passage Denied is a commentary on trespassing, conflict of cultures, and the exploitation of the indigenous people, their lands, and natural resources, which took place following Lewis and Clark and the Corps Discovery Expedition of 1805. The artwork uses passports, a contemporary travel document, to emphasize that Lewis and Clark and their expedition party of approximately 50 individuals and a dog named Seaman were traveling in a land or country that was not theirs. The land belonged to and is occupied by the indigenous peoples of North America, who have lived here for over 10,000 years. The indigenous people have all rights to the land, being the caretakers and guardians of that land. Contemporary protocol would have required that such a document as a passport would have been required to respectfully enter their lands or country. To deny entry would be the right of that country and its people. The international symbol of a circle with a diagonal line running through it is a warning to stop. Proceed no further. If you didn't already know why the symbol was being used, it would have created the need to be better informed. The bright colors and textured backgrounds of the artwork represents the richness and important contributions of the first people of this land. The greatest rule held by tribal people was to live in respectful harmony with those who came before us, meaning all of the land elements, the plants, animals, water and air beings, the sacred waters and air being the blood and breath of our Mother Earth. Everything is connected, and like a great ring, what you do to one thing affects the whole. You can add good things and strengthen the ring, or damage the ring doing harmful things. The West is a landscape, or place is the familiar homelands of our tribal communities and provides for all of our needs. The land makes up our cultural identity as a people, with stories and a history going back countless generations. It is not just a magnificent mountain, river, or stream. It is where our ancestors walked for thousands of years. The land formations contain the history, stories, and legends of our people. They left us a place that they had cared for and handed down to us to do the same for our generations to come, or for another 10,000 plus years. We are obligated to do the same. Gathering our needs, the Salish-speaking tribes of our area were historically nomadic and traveled into the plains to hunt bison. The Great Yellowstone area, eastern Washington, Idaho, and into parts of Canada. There are also Salish-speaking relations living on the Pacific coast. The Kootenai bands lived and traveled in northwestern Montana, Idaho, eastern Washington, and parts of Canada. The horse became an important asset for travel. The aftermath of the Core Discovery Expedition is what exists in the Northwest today. The mapping and documented observations listed in their journals tell of the plants, animals, people, landscape, and exploitable natural resources. It might be considered an unwanted spying operation today. Experiencing language and cultural differences, communication between Lewis and Clark and the first people was limited. Sacagawea provided the only direct communication encounters and was then limited to only a few tribal communities during the expedition. My artwork is a collage and document of personally selected experiences of today and past actions compiled with cultural influences. I strive to provide a visual voice that can generate conversations related to critical events or topics impacting environment, tribal communities, and ourselves. Limlimch, Shehoi. Thank you. That's all.
Hear from the artist Molly Murphy.
My work in this exhibition is based on themes of identity, consumerism, and patterns of history. I often work with designs that are based on parfleche paintings. These designs were originally painted in a fast fresco-type technique on rawhide functional containers. These designs consist of many simple lines and geometric shapes that together make a complex and meaningful image that repeats up to four times. These functional containers were painted to add an element of decoration to the storage containers as they were on view in pre-reservation era shelters. For this piece, I replaced the traditional design with elements of commercial logos in order to bring in what is an inescapable part of our modern visual experience. Labels, brand names, and advertising everywhere we look and on everything we wear and use. Parfleche was a handmade functional item lovingly painted with personal designs, and this image subverts that with commercial images linked to a cash economy. In a pre-cash economy, we used our time, natural resources, and skills to make our tools and decorate our spaces. Now we trade our time for cash and use cash to buy and source everything of meaning. One of the ways that Indigenous communities maintain a sense of connection and cultural pride is by making and wearing clothing that cannot be commercially purchased for our traditional tribal events. We may buy supplies like beads, wool cloth, ribbons, but the knowledge and effort that goes into the clothing is not widely economized. This generates pride and resilience in our community. My West looks like a complicated place that straddles time and culture. I had grandparents who were instrumental in raising me that were strongly influenced by the Great Depression, a life before cars were common, and a time when self-reliance was necessary and not a hobby. I also have a family legacy of the pain of immigration and longing for a lost home, and of Indigenous peoples suffering from government policies of eradication and suppression. Sometimes those experiences are in the same family and create conflicting loyalties and priorities. Being a mixed person in terms of my race and culture has required an openness to learning about all my pasts so that I may better understand all of the different presents we are experiencing.
Hear from the artist, Melanie Yazzie.
Hello, my name is Melanie Yazzie, and I am Navajo of the Navajo Nation in northeastern Arizona. I currently live in the state of Colorado. The work that you are seeing in this exhibition is honoring Sacajawea. I wanted her to be seen in my work, and I used the quote that they used to speak about her during the time on the journey that they were making. I feel that she has so much to do with the success of that journey. In many of my pieces, I use animal images from our world and the paths they follow. It is a part of their internal mapping. In my Native American community, we have many stories about the travels in the animal world. Their life has meaning to us that help guide us in life. They are a part of who we are. I feel the land and the maps tell so much about who we are, and our history is in the land. Sacajawea knew this and made things easier for people who were with her. She was able to read the land. She knew the animals. She knew how to communicate with other tribal people so that the mapping could take place. The West for me represents space and big sky. It holds my history as a contemporary Navajo woman. I feel most free and open when I am in the West. I feel it keeps me safe, helps me cope with what has happened to my community. The quiet of the wind, the air in the fall, the smell of the earth after it rains are all things that are like gifts to my senses and help me cope and be strong in the research that I do into what has happened and is happening to Native peoples in this country. I hope that you learn from the work in this exhibition to tell your own story, to make work or to make change in this world by sharing what you know to be true. I feel that we are all trying to do this hard work and to tell the truth of what's happened in many of our communities. Thank you so much for listening to this, and I wish you good luck in your life path, and one day I hope to meet you. Once again, I'm Melanie Yazzie, and I'm honored to be in this exhibition and to share this tiny bit about my work with all of you. Have a beautiful day. Aikaha.